In this episode of the Red Eye Report, we talk about olfaction, otherwise known as the sense of smell. Smelling is weird and easy to take for granted. With me tonight is Toasted Teddy. He smells and looks like a piece of Texas toast left in the oven for 3 hours.
A lot of people don't know this. I'm not actually black. I just fell asleep in a tanning booth.
We also have Mirror Mystic. He smells like mirror. Is it myrrh? Mirror? Not because he's some religious figure, but because he got high as shit and wandered into where they kept the mirror oil at his local Catholic church in the middle of the night.
Smeared it. Just greased myself up with that.
Next to Mystic, we have Apricot Ashtray.
Apricot Ashtray. Yeah, nice.
He's got a ripe apricot just waiting to have a nut busted all over it.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Angry one, too.
Who wrote this shit?
Fucking angry apricots.
Finally, there's me, Olfactory Oracle. I'll be leading tonight's discussion on olfaction. Buckle up, losers. This is Gay Jurassic Park.
Gay Jurassic Park?
God damn it. I mean, this is the Red Eye.
Yeah.
Before we get going,
we'll make it gay.
Before we get going, let's do the Pause for the Cause weekly benefit event for the Dane County Humane Society. This week, we have a sponsored animal, Barry the Cocaine Addicted Bloodhound.
Barry?
Right. Barry had
he lost his job.
Yeah, he had a career
anymore.
In law enforcement. He lost it when he became addicted to cocaine. And unfortunately, he can no longer smell because he fucked up his nose with all the cocaine that he's done.
That'll do her.
Yep. God bless you, Barry. I'm sure you'll find some other vocation. All right. So, olfaction, sense of smell. I got to thinking about this because I take a supplement called DHEA. Don't just start taking DHEA. It's like banned in a lot of countries and shit.
Oh, really? Yeah. What's it do then? If it's banned, it's got let me tell me about it.
It increases your hormone levels. So you got to be kind of it,
increase your test, like all hormones in general,
all hormones in general. So, once you're 40 and over, you're really declining, or a lot of people are declining in how much they're able to produce, period. And this does help in that. But one thing that I noticed right away, and I've been taking this for several months, but my sense of smell is like fucking insane for about 10 minutes.
Are you like a pretty chicken smell?
For about 10 minutes, like a brief period of time.
Yeah, brief period
of
time, and I can smell like fucking 100 times. Like, I feel like a fucking werewolf or something. It's crazy. I can smell stuff that I can...
When the wife's ovulating, like...
Yeah, I cannot perceive it outside of that window. Like... Purely, now, no
how
perception.
How long
of
does
it.
That window come after? Is it a? I take it as a pill.
Yeah, I take it as a pill. So probably about 20 minutes or so. And it that specific kind of thing only lasts for about 10 minutes for me. But it really got me thinking. Like, what the fuck is going on? You know, with smell. Like, what?
Yeah.
What is
what
that?
What hormone helps that?
Right. I won't answer that question tonight because they really didn't get into that. And honestly, I haven't seen.
We never found out.
Yeah, I haven't seen any reference to that, especially that specific supplement. Or well, there are hormonal things. So some stuff. A pregnant woman, like Teddy said, a pregnant woman is able to smell a lot more. Babies have an extreme sense of smell because they can't fucking see that well, so they can actually smell their fucking mom's titties you know, in the next room or whatever. Men can actually smell an ovulating woman, and that will raise your testosterone levels. If you smell a woman that's not ovulating, that will lower your testosterone. So, way to go, like Debbie really Downer. Yes.
Betty up in, you know, fucking receiving.
Right. Ugh. Right.
He's a downer.
Yeah.
Need to kill your boner? Go smell Betty.
Yeah, go smell Ooh. Betty. So there's definitely a relationship there. But just kind of how smell works is really, really interesting. So smell, we're actually smelling like chemical signatures, and we're smelling volatile objects, like shit is releasing vapors, molecules in the air, and we're able to smell those things. Our sense of smell is actually connected to the amygdala, hippocampus, which are structures vital to our behavior, mood, and memory. So this explains, you know, why, and I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but when certain smells will evoke some sort of memory.
Yes.
Yeah, I've certainly had that. Yeah. And it's because it actually is activating.
Perfume of an old girlfriend. Where
it's
like, what the? Where is she?
Right. Yeah, so it's actually attached.
Someone's got a knife.
Okay. Well, your relationships are a lot different than mine.
Yes.
That sounds like a fucking horror show.
You're going to kill me.
So we have these molecules, and they stimulate the olfactory receptor cells. And never really thought about this before, but they call it volatility. So for you to be able to smell something means that that thing needs to be volatile enough to be releasing molecules for you to smell. So actually pieces of itself. So this
it's
is
like
why,
coming out.
Right. This is why you can smell, you know, let's say a fucking rose versus you cannot smell steel. You can smell maybe the oils and shit.
Yeah. On the steel.
But you cannot smell the steel itself because it's not volatile. It is not releasing
gold be the
same? Molecules. Yeah. So,
like gold and silver are used for eating utensils, right? When you want to control the flavor of the.
Yeah. So a good example of this and something that I never considered too. Trash. So like fucking trash.
Very volatile.
Very volatile. Well, that's why shit fucking stinks. Like trash stinks more in the summer, right? Or when it's hot, because it speeds up the intensity of the molecules and the volatility, and it's releasing that. Now, these fucking molecules are actually, you know, entering your body. So for us to be able to smell something, a piece of that thing is actually entering our fucking nose.
That's true. Like the shit particle thing where it's like, well, right. I guess a part of the shit. But I always tell myself, like, it's just the little gassy molecule of the shit. It's
it
not like
matter.
The dirty
it's somebody,
no,
it's somebody
shit.
Else's. I don't want to. Dude, I hold my breath in the bathroom. Somebody shitting.
I mean, it is a molecule. It's a small, very small piece of this. But another crazy thing.
Yeah, usually
about
methane,
this,
though, isn't it? That's not every part of the shit. Methane's methane.
Okay. Yeah. Then you're smelling the methane. Maybe you're smelling the methane.
I was going to say, it sounds like someone's shit in my nose.
Okay, keep on telling yourself that. But one thing about it, too, is your fucking sense of smell and these organs, like, it's connected to your brain. There is, like, some organs that are translating what it is, but it's going, like, right into your brain. It's sending that information straight through. So it goes through into your nostrils. So it gets past the nose here, it goes into your nostrils, and it starts hitting the epithelium. And this is like a postage stamp size area that contains all of the sensors that you have. So you have these olfactory receptor cells, and these are the neurons with knob-shaped tips called dendrites. And basically, these molecules, they'll go on there. I mean, of course, there's other supporting cells and shit, but they'll go on there, and then they will kind of notch into the frickin' receptor or whatever, and then that translates, oh, what the fuck is this? And it sends that to your brain. So they estimate that humans have about, or can experience about 10,000 different smells, which is a lot of smells. Taste is also very much a part of smell, or smell is a very much a part of taste. And actually, smell has to do with about 80% of taste. That accounts for that large of amount. So, of course, you have your taste buds, but you're also, it's going
into... when I'm sick and congested, though, I'm sometimes like, I still think I taste just fine.
Well, maybe you can, but it's probably pretty limited because a lot of that has to do with it going up into the back of your throat and interacting with that, your sense of smell.
And I guess when you're congested with a cold, doesn't necessarily mean all of your sinuses are not working.
Right. So, it gets translated up into your fucking thing. There are special nerves called trigeminal nerve fibers. And these
trigeminal.
These
that
respond.
Sounds like a very woke phrase.
Yeah.
That's trigeminal language you're using.
These respond to pain. So this means like when you smell something caustic like ammonia or that can harm you, and you've just have that like reaction of like, Jesus fucking Christ. You know,
smelling salts.
Yeah, smelling salts. That's a good example. That's where that's kicking in there. And it's just like this pain response. Unless if you're a football player and you're sniffing smelling salts like the entire game, it's trying to tell you something that maybe this isn't the best thing in the world. So the loss of smell is called anosmia, anosmia, I think it is. And this can be caused by a number of things, head injury, disease, that type of shit, where people will either lose, you know, their sense of smell entirely, or they will lose the ability to smell certain things. Which I was kind of looking at a few accounts of that, and I never had COVID. I don't know. Did you guys have COVID?
Yeah.
Did you lose your sense of smell?
For more than a week, me. Just taste and smell. That's why I fucking lost all that weight.
Right.
Beer was like soda water.
Mm.
Mystic, are you still with us?
Fell asleep. Again.
Pulling an old school teddy.
Right? He needs a...
pulling an old school teddy, buddy.
So, one thing that I...
He's some of that DHT or whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, that I saw with this loss of sense of smell, you know, it really kind of fucks people up pretty hardcore. They can't tell, like, when food is spoiled. So, you know, they have to, like, really mark food as far as the dates and shit. Oh, there we go.
Oh, he's back.
Hey, Mystic.
We got some... Some dick
probably
pics
heard
here.
Someone you probably heard me ripping on him.
There's just a lot of distress. And kind of getting into the food thing too. As people get older, they lose their sense of smell, and that's as far as like the taste goes. That's why they're trying to put more salt and shit, more spices and stuff on their food so they can fucking taste it. Which is really kind of unfortunate.
Do you guys feel that you add more and more, not just salt, but like seasonings or whatever, like because you're older? Like, I feel like now I just like, fuck yeah. Pour more of that Old Bay I need in there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I kind of need to like keep that under wraps a little bit. Otherwise, like, I'll fucking eat salt like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and that's definitely a thing that has not improved as I've aged, for sure. So in the early 90s, there were these scientists, Axel and Buck. They were doing some research on smell. They found that 1,000 genes, or 3% of our human gene total, were coded for olfactory receptor types. So, you know, our sense of smell, 3% of all of our genes, I'd say that's a pretty good amount for that. And later on in the 90s, there was actually somebody, a biophysicist, Luca Turin. They developed this.
Luca Turin, that sounds like a very stereotypical.
Yeah, right? They developed a quantum vibration theory in 1996.
Mr. Jerry said.
All right. And they suggested that we actually sense smell by the quantum vibrations of the atoms of odorants, which,
oh,
I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Well, if you think about it, it has to interact with the atoms of your olfactory glands, yeah. Right? The little dangly things up in your sinuses. So like any matter, even when you think you're pushing up against something, you're really just kind of on a quantum level, like, vibrating.
Right. So, you know, it's a possibility. As far as we always hear kind of these comparisons of like, oh, man, humans, their sense of smell is dog shit compared to other animals, which other animals do have really good sense of smell. But humans have a decent sense of smell. And actually, they did UC Berkeley did a study where they took 32 volunteers and they asked them to track scents across a 10-meter trail. So they're not like fucking bloodhounds or whatever. They were blindfolded and wore gloves and earplugs to isolate just the sense of smell. And they were able to track shit. And they actually got better over time with this. So not like, you know, bloodhounds or whatever, but not completely inadept. And I actually, I remember hearing this story about this guy who, like, wanted to live the life of a badger for, like, yeah, really fucking weird.
Really, like, literally, they would just, like, crawl on the ground and try to dig holes and shit?
Yes, exactly. That's what this guy was doing.
Getting fights with other animals?
Maybe not fighting other animals, but what he learned to do was fucking learn to sense with his smell. Like, he could smell fucking like grubs and shit, and like
he could also said he wanted to be a mole, you know.
Yeah,
whatever.
I mean, yeah, he like totally
badger sounds cooler.
He made himself do this for like a month or some shit. It was some bat shit crazy scientist guy or whatever, you know. And he just fucking like forced himself to do this. I don't know if he deprived. I think he deprived his other senses too. And his sense of smell just became considerably stronger. And he was actually able to, like, navigate the forest and detect, like, tracks and shit through the forest with his sense of smell. So this idea of smell and memory and mood and things like that, definitely a real thing for sure. And as far as like the commercial side, it is being taken advantage of. So one example of this was like realtors putting cookies out, apple pies and shit like that. Hotels, actually, hotel chains and things like that. They don't just put up a fucking Glade. They actually have a scent. like Sheridan.
Yeah, Hard Rock.
What's that, Teddy?
Hard Rock, Orlando did that shit. I hated it.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you step outside of the room, you get this fucking scent.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's the Hard Rock smell. Like, I don't.
It doesn't smell like rock and roll.
Right.
It didn't make me want to stay in the fucking hotel, I'll tell you that much.
So, yeah, this is definitely something that advertisers and different organization, different department stores and shit like that actually take advantage of this with the sense of smell. So it's not just like, oh, it smells good or it smells bad. They actually try to develop a brand, like what you're saying, Teddy, the Hard Rock fucking smell. Whatever the fuck that smells like. Sweaty leather? Like, what is that?
Crushed groupie dreams.
All right, so kind of moving on into the animal world. I was curious, what are some of our big smellers? What would you say is the top smeller, the strongest smeller?
Top smeller, anteater maybe? I would say
a dog.
Okay, so those are good guesses. But your top one is an African elephant.
Snuffleupagus. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I didn't think of that at first, but now after, you know, it's like, you know, you got a big fucking nose.
It is a big nose.
Yeah.
They do a lot of shit with that nose.
Right. And it turns out,
with that nose.
Right, that big fucking nose has 2,000 olfactory receptor genes, or the elephants have 2,000 olfactory receptor genes.
This is based on the metric of number of olfactory.
Right, so,
okay.
Yeah, kind of going back to that, these genes kind of have like their little specialty that they can detect. So the more of these genes you have, the more you can detect.
Gotcha.
And when you got a big ass nose like that, like, I don't know how our little thing for us to be able to sense it, the whole mechanism is the size of a postage stamp. It's probably a lot bigger than a fucking African elephant. Yeah, it doesn't say exactly how big it is, but
yeah, they got pinstripes, two nostrils, and they got the whole.
Number two, unfortunately for our Dane County Humane Society pet of the week, bloodhounds. But bloodhounds have is the dog's most developed sense. They can see, I thought this was really interesting, this tracking dog is able to see odor profiles in more detail than a human being can get from looking at a picture. It's pretty fucking crazy. Yeah.
Wait a minute. So they're comparing like the information you get from a picture to the information you get from your nose.
Yeah.
That's like two different fucking things. How could you really?
I'm curious how they can know this. I mean, did he tell them?
Well, it's just like to try to, I guess, to compare two different sensory perceptions and decide which one is more. I mean, maybe it like lights up more of the brain than the other one, and like that's your metric, but otherwise there's like two different things.
So researchers have estimated that a bloodhound's nose consists of approximately 230 million olfactory cells.
Oh, wow.
40 times the number in humans. Whereas our olfactory center is about the size of a postage stamp, a dog's can be as large as a handkerchief. Fucking huge. It's like
large as a handkerchief.
Right, like...
It's got to be folded up in there, I guess.
Yeah, right.
A wadded up handkerchief. But
I was say, yeah, right?
You don't find you.
Good 18. Good 18.
Yeah, this one, it really shocked me when I saw it, but then when I thought about it a little bit more, it made more sense. The catfish. So... catfish are among the best underwater sniffers. So a fish detects scents in the water via folds of sensitive tissue in an organ called a rosette inside their nostrils. So they can smell like a motherfucker. And people fish
in the water.
Right. They put like stinky ass bait. Stink bait.
Oh, yeah.
to fucking catch these motherfuckers. Now, this one really surprised me. I didn't know about this. Maybe Ashtray knew about this.
Why is my video not working? I see a double of your face. Isn't
this I see a double of his face, too,
You fucking...
Yeah, because...
The world didn't want to see it.
Prideful bastard.
Because fucking Mystic dropped out. I got to adjust this shit because it isn't automatic. Okay, here, let me stop this.
Goddamn Mystic. He said he was going to reset a long time ago.
Here we
Fell
go.
Asleep.
Let me adjust this. So you
Thank you.
Goddamn...
I just realized, like, why am I seeing double Oracle?
All right. The next animal here, cows.
Really, cows?
Yeah, cows. So they have an excellent sense of smell. They can detect the odor of a predator or stress chemicals of a fellow cow from several miles away.
That's impressive, maybe.
So when they're free to get slaughtered for hamburger, they can smell that shit?
Yeah, that's probably pretty terrifying and horrible. Sorry about that.
Shrew.
Elephant shrews. Look at this fucking dumb fuck with his big old snout. Not surprising that this has a good sense of smell. I could go... on and on about these animals with their sense of smell here.
See, I thought shark would be up there too, because I know sharks can smell blood from like more than a mile away, right? Especially over the catfish.
You know, do they smell it, or does it have something to do with the electrical fucking
I thought sharks could smell blood.
I don't know. Oh, here we go. Number 16, sharks.
You would think sharks smell blood. They throw chum in the water.
Yeah, they have a great sense of smell. They're sometimes called swimming noses. Great white shark can smell certain substances in the water at about one part per 1 billion parts water. Jesus. That's pretty good.
Mrs. Venus tablet.
All right. There you go. On the animals.
Impressive.
Now... one thing that I wasn't aware of before going into this was this idea of smelling a certain thing. I don't want to give it away. But let me tell a little story about this.
Ooh.
So this woman, she met this guy. They're like 16, 17. They got married or whatever, and she loved the way this guy smelled. She described him as having a lovely male musk smell, so I guess he just didn't wash his balls or something. And
it works. I get the bitches.
It does.
Yeah. So they got married. He was a doctor, she was a nurse, and then as things went on, she the relationship started to drop off a little bit, and she,
like you do,
right? But she started
find out you're
like
humans.
One day he came home from work and he kind of had this like nasty, yeasty smell.
Oh,
yeah, and
like so, that song, "Let Me Smell Your Dick," when he came home after fucking someone else.
Yeah, so she's like, "Take a fucking shower," and. She kept on telling him this, like, over the, you know, I was like, take a goddamn shower, and he'd get pissed off. He's like, fucking A. Like,
so it was a continual yeasty smell.
Yeah, he's like, get the fuck off my back. And over time, his personality started to change and whatnot. And it turns out, eventually, he had Parkinson's. So they go to a Parkinson's support group.
That caused yeast?
And she was like, holy fucking shit. Like,
you stink.
All these motherfuckers stink in the same way.
Oh, really?
And it turns out that this woman has the ability to smell Parkinson's disease.
Oh, like a super... Aren't there like super smellers, whatever they call
them? There are super smellers, and she has the ability. They don't know why. They're trying to figure out why. To smell Parkinson's.
So, like, she was smelling it on him before he started showing symptoms.
Like, 10 years before.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, they decided to test
this. Get your Parkinson's checkup. You got to go and get smelled by Betty.
Right. So they did an experiment.
Kalachi balls.
And they asked one group of people who had Parkinson's and another group who didn't have Parkinson's to take home white t-shirts, wear them overnight, and then return them. So she smelled them, and she identified them, and she only got one wrong. And they're like, that's pretty fucking good. Well, later that year, many months later, that person that she got wrong returned the shirt and said, you're going to have to throw this in the Parkinson's pile because I actually have Parkinson's. She detected it before the medical professionals could detect it.
Dude, holy shit.
Yeah. So she has this fucking insane ability. So they're trying to figure out what she's actually smelling because they don't really understand it. But she's clearly extremely accurate in doing that. And then there's other research where they are having... I think there are bloodhounds. Let's see here. There are smelling for or beagles. So they had these beagles smell blood serum, and the three dogs were able to correctly identify cancer samples with a sensitivity of 96.7%.
Wow.
Yeah. Specificity of 97.5, blah, 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 blah. Snuggles was unmotivated to perform during training and tested with 80%.
Snuggles.
Fuck you, Snuggles. This is for fucking cancer research. We're trying to save lives.
Is it Snuggles here. The little bear from that fucking fabric softener commercial?
Maybe. But yeah, so this is an emerging field right now, is this idea of being able to detect diseases through smell, through olfactory.
Oh, aren't there some pets that do that shit too?
Yeah, like these fucking dogs.
Like the dog you just talked about.
Right.
Yeah, Craig, you weren't listening. You're looking for fucking... I'm looking for Snuggles as a GIF.
I took the under on the fucking fucking
yeah,
on the interrupting and shit. So I won this time, getting that money, baby.
So interesting stuff. I think in the coming years we are going to learn a lot more, and the sense of smell is going to become more prevalent as they're figuring this stuff out. There's a lot more to be figured out. All right, let's move on to the next section of the show, the What's Sexy, where we, I don't know, shove toothpicks
get sexy
into our dick holes.
First I'm not doing that.
First
I'm
up.
Not fucking, why do y'all got to bring some stupid-ass white people shit? I'm not doing that.
Dick hole's already busy.
First up, we have Teddy with Fallout. What's up?
Fallout, the TV series, came out yesterday. Came out last. I started watching last night. I finished it today. It's 8 episodes. They started about 1 hour and 5 minutes. And they go, I think the shortest was like 48 minutes or 60 minutes. It's a great, great, great video game adaptation. And it was a great, it's also a great video game to adapt because it's a post-apocalyptic game. They did some justice. They did a lot of great justice to it. It was a fucking awesome show. Can't wait for season 2. Ends on a cliffhanger. They throw any all ever played Fallout 2, Fallout 3 or 4.
Yeah. So yeah. You watched this whole fucking show already?
Yeah.
How many Jesus episodes?
Christ, dude.
8 episodes.
Like an hour plus a piece?
It came out today?
Yesterday?
I started last night and like fucking when it came out and did some this morning and then did some
service
this afternoon.
Industry job. Service industry hours, you can do that shit.
I managed the restaurant. I can't watch it at work. What the fuck are you talking about?
You got hours that like because it came out late last night, you could watch it overnight and then watch it in the morning and then go to work.
It isn't like the vault out there. Yeah, sure, but I was off today. Anyway.
Even easier.
even easier. It's even if you don't, you never play the game. I mean, I got my jollies off because there's even a line where she's like, I need to go do this one thing, and he's like, nah. First rule is fucking the wasteland. You always get sidetracked by other shit. it was just fun. A fun, funny show. It's gruesome. It's got the how it's got the certain vaults you go into are kind of creepy and weird and shit. This one has three connecting vaults: 31, 32, and 33, and they all it's fucking crazy. It's awesome. Just check it out. The acting is great. It's just a fucking. It was an awesome show. Awesome. It's got me wanting to go back and play Fallout 3 and 4. And it's funny because they're getting, because the show's coming out, they're getting a graphics boost on those games.
Oh, nice.
All the Fallout games across PC, PC, Xbox, and PlayStation are getting the graphics boost.
Nice.
Because people are going to show more. It's an awesome show. Just check it out. They really did the game world justice with this one.
Yeah, I watched the first episode last night, and my wife and kid were out there watching it with me, and then the vault attack started happening, and my wife promptly grabbed my son and took him out of the room because shit fucking ramps up very quickly, very violently.
And it just gets worse and worse, bro. It's fucking crazy.
I mean, it's violent as fuck, but it is pretty lighthearted, and I feel like
what,
they
capture that. What platform is it on again?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Prime.
Oh, nice.
I mean, just the fucking, the naive fucking vault dweller and shit, being outside, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It was a really, I haven't binge watched a show like that in years. I was like, oh, what's going to happen next? But yeah.
All right. Next up, we have me with a boring video game.
This motherfucker talks about video games as much as I do, but oh no, Tanner's like, fuck y'all, man.
Horizon Forbidden West. This came out on PC finally, like, I don't know, a month ago or whatever. I've been chipping away at it. It's a great fucking sequel to the first game. I like the first game a lot. First game had probably the best environmental storytelling in any game that I've ever played. I was truly like creeped the fuck out after I realized what was going on. But this game refines that, but it just really kind of, as far as like the pacing, the interactions, the conversations, how it is feeding you, like, the missions and the side missions and everything.
Yeah, it goes faster in this one.
Yeah, it's just, and it feels just right. Like, it's not like Assassin's Creed where it fucking throws everything at you at one time or whatever. It does it in kind of just a really good, compelling way. The world is absolutely gorgeous. Conversations, like, I want to do all of the little fucking dialogue tree things. I'm actually, legitimately interested.
I'm ready to throw this thing through a fucking wall.
Hey, Mr. Grant!
There you go!
Now we lost Teddy.
Yeah, so Horizon Forbidden West, it's on PS5, PS4. I'm playing it on PC. It's very performant on PC. The only thing is I get a blue screen of death every time I exit out of the game. But, whatever.
Like,
you can't
reset.
Yeah.
On PlayStation, it is, I believe, on PS5, it is one of the free games on, it's part of the, if you get their base game pass, it's part of that. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, can you fix it so I can be shown now?
Yes, I can.
Yes, we need our token black guy. We wouldn't be diverse without Teddy.
Oh, no. Well, thank you. There you go.
Oh, you got widescreen. Look at that. Nice.
Yeah. I'm in the front of the bus, not motherfucking.
Oh, now you're gone. Sucks you can't make presets for when this shit happens.
Well, guess what, fuckface? Every time somebody leaves the fucking call, because I'm capturing a specific window on the screen, it shifts the ratio.
I know.
So I'm just saying, how the fuck would I have a preset?
No, a preset for like if there's a shift in the different windows, just click. Because Mystic falls asleep.
Because I could predict where you guys are going to land, left,
that's
right,
true.
Or center.
Skype always throws it off anyways.
Yeah.
Mommy and Daddy, please stop fighting.
All right. Next up. Moving on.
He's waited 30 minutes to say that.
Mystic with three body problem.
I don't know if you guys talked about it last week, but it's a series on Netflix based on books. The first one called Three Body Problem. Teddy's actually read the books or listened to
them. I've read it. Yeah, whatever, bro. The first one, yes. But it's a Chinese book. It was written, and the translation is kind of weird. A lot of language. They don't use like contractions. No, can't. It's always can, not can't. Or...
Hey, this isn't about you. So anyway, the TV show.
Japanese.
You and your goddamn Chinese, you racist fuck. So the TV show is inventive. Obviously, the book is inventive as well.
Oh, it is. It's fucking awesome.
It's different. It's like I said, it's an alien invasion with light speed technology, but like it's going to take 400 years for them to get here.
Basically. Get here, yeah, yeah.
So like everybody, nobody alive is going to know. You know what I mean? So like, there's all these people that are like, well, fuck it, I don't give a shit. Like, these aliens are fucking, but they're so far advanced that they can fuck with us 400 light years away.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Let me guess, that goddamn quantum entanglement.
Dory as fuck. Yeah, they do.
Do that boat scene in the book. I hope they do it in the show. They did a fucking great fucking job doing that boat scene.
That shit was fucking gory. It was like, that was cool.
Yeah.
It's the same showrunners as Game of Thrones. Guys.
Mm. Yeah.
So they're not afraid to fucking
bring the violence.
People. Yeah.
Oh, they kill kids.
Yeah.
So
anyway, yeah, check it out if you like sci-fi, inventive sci-fi.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Three body problem. Netflix. Next up, we have Ashtray. A Beautiful Day to Go Fuck Yourself.
Oh, yeah. Any of you guys ever been to Devil's Lake?
Oh, yeah.
Only to hide a body.
You know, you...
I haven't. I don't live in Wisconsin.
You probably could hide a body at Devil's Lake if you rolled one of those boulders over. One of them just...
You can hide a body in any lake if you tie a boulder to it.
Oh, or just putting it in the lake. Anyways, well, with Devil's Lake, there's on the South Shore, you got some pics in the outline. It's called like a boulder field. It's like the entire side of the hill is just these big fuck off boulders. And if you like doing rock climbing, what I love about it is that, of course, Mystic, that's why they gave you a RoboCop boot. This guy don't need to climb rocks. He'll kick them. So, anyways, with the bouldering, it's like rock climbing, but it's like you find this big boulder, and it's like, oh, can I go up this route? You know, and like you try. Sometimes I'll gauge. It's like if I slip, that's like a 10-foot fall. Maybe that's a little too much. You know, oh, that's only like gonna be a 4-foot fall.
It's so match. They sell match for people who boulder specifically. If you're going rock climbing. They do have like mats you can put underneath so you can kind of break your fall.
Oh, true. But Ashtray, as reckless and naive as he is, doesn't bring him.
And you by yourself, too, right?
Oh, this is one of those mornings too. Yeah, where I was like a girlfriend. Told me to fuck myself the night before. So like, all right, how am I gonna fuck myself? It's a beautiful day out because I'm going on a hiking fucking vacation soon.
You're gonna get an ankle from falling down and trying to boulder without a pad.
Teddy, listen. You're talking to a dancer here. His ankles are like
what the fuck?
Death machines. Anyways, I got myself a new pair of fucking hiking boots.
Got the dancer ankles, bro. Can't stop me.
In the because I need to get these hiking boots for my trip out to fucking Utah from my buddy Tom. And it's like, I need to get them and get some breaking in, make sure they feel well. So I'm going to go to Devil's Lake. The weather was great. I'm just pissed off at my girlfriend. And I'm going to go scramble up these boulders. And it was a blast. And it's something I used to do in my 20s, like when, especially we had no wedding DJ. So I had Saturdays like open all the time. And man, like climbing up, every once in a while, though, you hear a news story where it's like a boulder gets shifted a little after the winter and people try to climb on it and they counter the weight just enough and it rolls on them and kills them.
It happens here?
But Devil's Lake, yeah. I mean, it's rare. That's the thing, too, is like, yeah, I went up by myself. But at the same time, there was plenty of people where it's like, if I slipped and twisted my ankle and got it caught between two boulders, I go, help, help. And I still had a cell signal. It's just kind of a matter, like, you look at a route and see if you think you could take it. Or if it's just like, if I'm going to slip, I guess I didn't have this mats, that's a good idea. But it's like, just go around it the other way. So if you've never been to Devil's Lake, and you don't want to do like the full rope rock climbing, it's kind of like just choose your own adventure, your own path up. Just be careful.
Okay, so this is a popular place for rope climbing, either top roping and bouldering. On the boulders you choose, are there like white hand marks? Are there like white chalk marks of people that are is this commonly climbed, or are you
not the way I do it? If you see that first picture up there, we're just kind of like looking up it. It is just the entire hill is a mess of boulders. I'm not sure how, you know, geologically Devil's Lake, this is all on the South Shore. But like it is just fucking boulders all over. So you kind of just scramble over them, whichever way you want. Early in the year, you got to be careful. And like if it's a one you're going to like try to put most of your weight on, you know, you want to rock it a bit and make sure it's like still stable because of the thawing after winter will shift them. But yeah. Otherwise it's fun because it's like, oh, I can't get up that way. I'll go around that fucker.
Yeah. This is a spot that we actually like to scuba dive actually in the lake, and those rocks, those boulders extend down into the water. So,
all right. Just go like all the way into the center of the lake, even
not into the center. But down the down the side, and it's pretty cool with all the fish and shit. It's a good place, Devil's Lake. Very fucking popular. Good luck getting a camping site in there.
You got to be like a year in advance. My sister has one in another park where she literally the year before has to get up that morning to book it again for next year.
Moving on to fuck what you think.
Goddamn dick holes.
Goddamn dick holes.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, we're going to start with me, Clutterfuck. So one thing that I noticed, kind of had a revelation tonight while I was on the internet. I was doing a little bit of research, and I'm like, where the fuck is my highlighter little extension? I didn't have it.
Oh, yeah, for Chrome.
Yeah, so I got that. But then I saw this other thing called reader mode in Chrome. And let's just pull up reader mode on here. So this is what, you know, and this is a decent website. This is how stuff works, a pretty decent breakdown of what, you know, how the sense of smell works. But if I right click on this and I open in reading mode, and let me just bring that over here. Of course, it's fucking up. Okay, here we go. So this is just the text. And I was going through and reading it, and I was like, oh my God. Like, this is so much easier to follow than all these fucking images and goddamn videos and banners and everything else. Then I started looking around. I'm like, the fucking internet is a dumpster fire. Like, fuck this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
or how many of those pages you click on, and it's like you got to click next three times right. before you get to any information you're looking for.
Right.
And I won't even do it. If I fucking click on something and I got to hit a button, fuck you. I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it.
And it just really made me realize, you know, kind of stripping that out with this reader mode extension. It's like, wow, like that information's actually there. And this is incredibly so much easier to follow than me trying to look at the web page. Like, I, even though I don't think that I'm being distracted by these other things, I'm absolutely being distracted by them. So
yeah, that's by design.
Yeah, it's by design. And it's just like, wow, you know, I really fucking normalize this shit, you know, over the years or whatever. We need a little bit more of, you know, this kind of thing, text or whatever. In an easy, but we're not going to get that with the current fucking model or whatever. But it was just like, man, holy shit. Like, this really kind of got out of hand because I just started looking at, like, the search results and everything. It's like, fucking A. Like, I feel like I'm on the goddamn Vegas Strip or something right now. That's my old man rant. Internet rant. Next up, we have Mystic Shohei, me the money.
So, Shohei's interpreter, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name.
Grifter.
Stole $16 million from him over the course of like fucking 6 years or something. He would place sometimes up to 20 bets a day, ranging from $10. To 160 grand.
Wow.
Through a bookie.
Like, he would call the bank and shit and like act like Shohei because they don't fucking know.
Yeah.
So like to like authorize transfers of like $500,000 and shit at certain times. Like, they said they combed through like, I don't know how many years of text messages between him and Shohei, and not once was gambling ever discussed between those two. So either Shohei covered his ass really well.
Mm-hmm.
But he lost $16 million. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that guy was horrible at that shit. And like, there's even text messages that he was telling, like, his bookie was, like, texting his bookie, and he's like, I'm really bad at this, I guess. Can you float me another fucking, like, $500,000 or something like that? And, like, dude, this dude was just fucking going wild with Shohei's money. That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, that is crazy. How did they fucking find, like, catch on to this shit, finally, anyway?
I think his wasn't Shohei's name, like, when they're investigating the bookie or something like that was on there?
Yeah, the bookie and the guy got like their relationship soured in quotations, and I'm pretty sure that bookie fucking turned him in.
Sure,
yeah, that'll fucking do it.
Yeah,
he probably turned him in for fucking immunity or some shit. You know?
Yeah, probably wiped his debts.
Yeah, like fuck. But yeah, anyway, what a crazy story.
Hmm. Right, next.
So fuck is your what you is it your mano.
Next we have Teddy with nothing.
I don't have a fuck what you think. I have a second what's sexy.
That's not how this works.
And how it's my time to talk, motherfucker, shut up.
Yeah, give him the floor.
I've been real proud of my son. He's been more social and things. I remember a couple years ago in school, he was sitting with the teacher, said going out to play recess because he wanted to be social. He's become more and more social on the cruise we went on last. He made friends. He's making friends and everything else. Today, he gave his phone number to a girl.
Oh shit!
And he had to let us know because nobody, you can't receive anything from because you have his phone set up. You can't. Nobody can call him or text him unless they're you know, we have it allowed.
Mm-hmm.
My son didn't know his phone number a week ago. And now he does engage the girl, and she texts him, and there he goes. And I was just, I'm like, it was just probably because he met her at school. He played with her on the playground. He's talked about it before. He asked to play a game that my mother-in-law is not happy I let him play. Cult of the Lamb. I got to play this game.
I know what it is. I haven't played it.
Yeah. He told me that we hang out on some weekends, and we're having ramen. He told me about this girl at school that was playing this game. He wanted to play it. I was like, that's kind of you're 10 going on 11 minutes. That's kind of an oldish game, but I was here for it. I've dabbled with it. My mother-in-law didn't like it because it deals with cults. And I had to explain to him what a cult was and everything else, and how he should worship Satan, which I think went well. my mother's like, it deals with Satan. I was like, son, Satan's bad. Don't worship Satan. He's like, okay. I'm like, he probably off.
That's great.
But yeah, I'm just really proud of him. He's being more social and getting out there.
Yeah.
Stuff. That's my thing. So
there you go.
A second, what's sexy, Mystic? That's how this shit works on Teddy's time.
Oh shit!
Pretty soon he's gonna be fucking hate wrestling his girlfriends in public parks.
Yeah,
he's not gonna be like Astro.
Oh shit, man, Astro! Make sure you bring Matt so it looks official. That's how we did. The volleyball players are like, what the fuck are they doing?
The fact that he's not joking is even funnier.
All going in the memoir.
All right. Last up here, we have Ashtray with Look at This Old Dirt Ball.
He's not even really that old, but it was kind of like, this just was on the news today, or this evening, when I was like, that face looks familiar. Pull up this...
old? It's like a little kid.
He's not even, no, he's not old, but okay, that picture down there was when he was a kid, but this was in 2006. Anyways, he was an armed suspect. Dane County Sheriff says it led authorities to chase. He was on a chase through multiple towns, fired at law enforcement, was found dead in a home in Dane County. The thing is, this is the same kid, Alexander Grunke, who was accused of digging up a young woman's body so his twin brother, Nicholas, could have sex with it.
Wow.
Grunke was 20 at the time. His brother and a third man, Dustin Radke, were all booked into Grand County Jail. This is Cassville. This is the town between my farm I grew up on is between Cassville and Potosi. So it was like big fucking news. And it made national news too, because it was basically two twin. And look at the, like, they're like white trash looking motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Twin brothers.
I don't see a problem with any of this. Like, what?
Okay, so.
So what they did. Okay, no, what you don't realize is that when they were 20, they saw an obituary for some, like, attractive senior, like high school senior girl who died in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, I remember that motorcycle accident. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
they're like, let's go dig the grave up.
This doesn't sound wrong at all.
Not to you, because we don't get to see your face either.
So are these guys dead? Are one of the twins dead?
One of the twins is dead now. This guy, he was in the news just tonight.
Okay.
He led the police in some chase. I'm like, why does that face look familiar?
He made the national news. They got busted for digging up the body, fucking the body.
They dug the grave down to the sarcophagus, and like idiots, they thought it's like the movies. It would just be a wooden casket and you pull the door open. No, that's like fucking lead and concrete, you know, like that's heavy fucking shit. And then a car drove by and it ran away.
Was she radioactive?
No. I don't like, or maybe it's not lead, whatever like that silver coating is on the actual sarcophagus. But it's a heavy motherfucker. And then a car drove by and they all ran away, but it was a cop. And yeah, they were basically,
they didn't even get to fuck it.
Nope. They didn't even get to fuck the girl.
That's pathetic.
It's a fucking national. So I don't know what happened, why he went on a crazy chase, but he also, it's like, you grew up 20 years old. You did this. Try to get your life back on track. Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to hire you.
Maybe the Dane County Humane Society would have hired him.
No.
Also, part of it, too, was I think... So this article did not really give explanation of, like, they had to do some time, right? Well, apparently all three men were charged with attempted third-degree sexual assault and misdemeanor attempt theft charges. The case was on hold as prosecutors appealed the dismissal of the assault charges. At the time, the thing is, at that time in 2006, there was no Wisconsin law against necrophilia.
Oh my God, of course.
And so in 2008, we're like, oh shit, we better put that on the books.
Wow. So they didn't get in trouble at all?
Well, the thing, it doesn't really clarify.
Maybe for like grave robbing or some shit.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like there was third degree sexual assault and misdemeanor attempted theft charges. The thing is, like, on appeal, the assault charges were dismissed because there was no Wisconsin law against necrophilia. The thing is, the prosecutors were like prosecuting for assault because it's like you're trying to fuck a dead body. You know, it's like attempted assault. And so Wisconsin law, though, is like, oh shit, we don't have any book law. It's like, but that body, it's just a body, you know, like. So yeah, this was Supreme Court 2 years later, got it on the books because of this fucking.
You know that Wisconsin is also the only state in the union where first time DUI is a misdemeanor.
Oh, I know, right? Look at this. Is I blame all of my
other people think they have drinking problems? Nah.
Oh yeah, that's the thing.
Wisconsin's like hold our beer.
Ashtray has not had a first. Better knock on some wood. Slap on the wrist.
There you go.
But even if you did, it'd just be a slap on the wrist.
Well, I'm saying it'd be a slap on the wrist, but also it's kind of like, all right, Ashtray, now you got it. It's real easy to think I've got it always under control just because I've never been caught.
It's an expensive slap on the wrist.
It's only wrong if you get caught.
All right. Yeah, right? Or you kill someone.
That's it. That's our show. Go fuck yourself, fucking African elephants.
Wow, why
the African ones? You know, what about European elephants? They're the ones who are always colonizing.
Olfactory envy, that's why.
Okay.
That's our show. We're going to be here every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Central. Make sure you join the conversation at theredeyereport.com or facebook.com/redeyereport. We're not on X. Yeah, like us, share us, or fuck us. We're down for whatever. I'm Oracle.
I'm Mystic.
This is the Ashtray.
That motherfucking Teddy.
And this is the Red Eye Report.